You ever heard of the single?
Single tree?
And if you have two horses, they're...
Double tree. Ha! Very fast student here.
Tell me about those things. What do the wheels turn on a wagon? Do they have a thing?
Axle.
Was it that wooden or what? I'm just curious.
I would guess so. Again, I'm so poor at, you know, how things are made or anything. The wagon wheels that I do remember, though, the inside was wooden. I'd say wood. I don't know. But on a wagon, I'd say wood.
Well, do they have a metal strip around the side, outside of them? Like a steel?
Yeah, that band thing. I don't really remember seeing those around here. I've seen them in TV and stuff, but I don't really remember wagon wheels being made like that here.
Would you call it a band, or have you ever heard it called anything?
Rim.
And, you know, and it's made out of wood, but what do you call each piece of the spoke?
Spoke.
And the spokes fit into the... Would you call that the wooden part that the rim is in, would you call that just the wheel? Or, I mean, is that a tire?
Oh, no, not on a wagon. Not a tire at all. Now, we're still talking about a wagon? No, I wouldn't call that a tire at all.
Have you ever heard of a filly?
Filly, no.
And you told me that you did use wagons. If you wanted like to build a fire, you might send somebody off in a wagon, get a load of wood, they bring it back and dump it, and go back and get some more. What would you say that man was doing? He spent his day
carting wood.
And now, in the store, in McGowan's, what did you put things in when people bought them? If I went there and bought 200 postcards or something, what do you put things like that in?
A sack.
What's it made of?
Paper.
And do they come in different sizes down there?
Uh-huh. It's a little one that's a notions bag for little small articles. Then we have dress bags, shoe bags.
A notions bag, how big is that?
Oh, it would be about 6 inches wide and maybe 9 inches tall, something like that. Then a dress bag would be 14 or 24 inches maybe across the bottom and 18, that's a square bag, probably it might be 24 inches on a side. And a shoe bag would be, or shoe sack really is what I'd call that, and it would be just wide enough for a shoe box, usually a man's shoe box to fit in.
Oh, I see. And what about, did people buy, if they bought a lot of sugar, like 50 pounds of sugar, what would that come in?
A sugar sack.
What would it bring out of cloth or paper?
Oh, cloth, yeah. And I don't know what that stuff is. It's kind of like domestic. It's, of course, not very good grade of material.
And what about, potatoes or something like that? They ship those. What do they ship those in?
Burlap. We used to call burlap bags croaker sacks when I was a little girl.
And, you know, did people ever, grow corn and then take it to the mill to make meal out of it around here?
Well, I'm sure there was some grinding done around here locally. I don't know anything about that myself.
So you wouldn't know how much they took to the mill at one time or anything?
No. I'd say a load, but a wagon load or something.
Well, if they took a half a wagon load or just part of a wagon load, a partial load, what would you call that?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a jag?
No. Mm-mm.
Or a turn, taking a turn of corn?
No.
A turn of wood?
Yeah. I've never heard that here.
Well, what about this much? How much would you say this was?
An arm load.
And what do you have in there that's burning?
Candles. They're not burning. Light bulbs.
And, you said you had a washer and dryer now.